Welcome aboard The Breakfast Club.
It's probably not looking like any time soon. I think that they wanted a period of 28 days once the virus has slowed.
Dale Finucane speaking there yesterday from the Queensland Hub. Looks like the Melbourne Storm will be spending a lot longer in Queensland than perhaps they had initially thought. Joining us on the line is Dave Donaghy, the Melbourne Storm CEO. Dave, good morning and welcome to RSN.
Morning, boys.
Now, are you in Queensland yourself at the moment or are you still in Melbourne?
I'm not. I'm in Melbourne. Beautiful, sunny, freezing cold Melbourne. And, the guys are up there on the Sunshine Coast. So.
I know you very well and you like getting this shirt off. This is a setback for you. This is a big setback, Donga.
I came on here, Scotty, just to as a favour for you, and I didn't think it was going to be a sledge-a-thon.
No, that's a compliment, my friend. When are you going up, or are you not, or how is it going to work?
I won't be going up. The restrictions. I'm sure you guys are familiar with those in place for the AFL. Very similar, if not more onerous, with our sport. And we've got 55 in our bubble of made up players and essential football staff. So, that's the group that will stay together on the Sunshine Coast now in the hopefully the short term, but potentially the long term. And there's some family members already there, and hopefully some more family members will join shortly. So a little bit more work to do.
I was listening to Dale Finucane yesterday. He said they could have up to about 30 kids up there pretty quickly as well. So there's plenty of family members still to head up there as well, Dave. That's obviously a nice thing for the players to have in the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, look, when it all happened back end of last week now, or the front end of last week, I think the infection rate last Monday in Melbourne was there were 11 new cases. And I suppose at that point, I like to think I'm an optimist, and I was hoping that we might be away for circa 2.5, maybe 3 weeks. It clearly looks like now it'd be at least 4 weeks, and it'd just be dependent on what happens down here over the next the next month. So we'll continue to assess it and review it, but certainly. We've still got a group up there that have a job to do and a jobs to perform and play good football and get the 2 points no matter where they are. So that's they know that's their role and as challenging as it can be, we're trying to make it as comfortable and part of those comforts are ensuring that families kept together as a big part of our football club try and create the right environment up there for them.
Worked well with the 50-6 demolition of the Warriors, so obviously the footy isn't being affected too much on the field. I wanted to ask about the hub itself. Does the Storm have to pay for that, and how much of a financial burden might it be if they're there until September or even October, worst case scenario? How much of a burden is that going to be for the club financially?
Oh, look, it's significant, but there's an agreement in place between us and head office, and I won't go into what those are, but it's not a cheap exercise, in saying that, you don't have a lot of options. So for us, it's around working through what how we can create a safe environment, and not just for our players, but the wider community. I think Queensland at the moment has zero positive COVID infections up there. So certainly for the wider community, you want to be doing the right thing. Of course, you've got your playing group that you've got to protect and the staff and obviously the families. And thirdly, then there's the considerations around, all right, there is a cost element to that. So how do we best structure agreements in place for the groups up there? But pleasingly, everyone up there, the hotels and the local councils that run the fields, the Queensland government in terms of hiring, what was Lang Park? They've all come to the party, and it's not free, but certainly, I think there's an understanding that there's an in-cost put that's been placed on us, and Certainly everyone's been willing to work with us, which is terrific.
The mindset of the players seems to be the biggest challenge, Dong. I mean, we've seen with the Eagles in the AFL, they've struggled. The Warriors have had all sorts of issues. But your group, like, it's experience, obviously, with Cam Smith and others, and they've shown this flexibility for a fair while, even from the start of this season, that they can deal with this sort of thing.
I think, Scotty, when it first happened, became evident that we're going to have to pause the season, and everything was flown into a state of flux, I suppose, for all sport. Certainly for our group, and myself, Craig, Frank, Panisi, GM of footy, Cameron. We lived through the salary cap year. As challenging as that was, there's some learnings and lessons we've been able to pick up from that period and to apply to the current challenge that we face. So certainly that's probably held us in good stead, if not better stead than others. It's not easy. It is a week-to-week proposition, and it's not day-to-day. So there hasn't been any downtime, that's for sure, from that period of time. But I think we've got we've got some strong leaders around the group. The environment that certainly Craig and Frank will create up there on the coast will be really important. As will the well-being and psychological support to our group whilst they're away for potentially a prolonged period of time.
Just on the park, have we got an update yet on Cameron Munster's scans from that knee injury over the weekend?
Yeah, I think they're pretty consistent around 4 to 6 weeks. But hopefully he's a fast healer and we get him back sooner rather than later. So that for us, it'll be that next man up mentality, and I'm sure the coach will pick the right team to go out. And big game Thursday night. The Roosters they've come back in red hot form, and they're a very good football team. They've won back to back premierships. They're the favourites for three in a row. So no one's ever done that in our game, and it'll be a big test for the team. Second time this year after round one, we'd have played in front of crowds, so we could have up to 10,000 at Suncorp this week, Thursday night. So it'll be a different sort of experience for the guys for a home game up in Queensland.
Yeah, absolutely. It is going to be the home for a little while yet as well. Dave, thanks so much for your time this morning, and no doubt we'll chat again through the COVID season, which is going to be marred in plenty of big decisions and controversy along the way.
Happy to jump on any time, Andrew, but probably not while Scott's there.
Don't worry. We've only got 3 days more of him.
No more shirt gags, I promise.
Dave Donahue joining us there, the Melbourne Storm CEO.